Good afternoon. Welcome to the city of Tampa and also to the Florida Conference. We in the Florida Conference are delighted to have you here this week, and we look forward to being your host for the 2012 General Conference. Tampa is relatively close to the geographical center of the Florida Conference. Our conference headquarters are located in the city of Lakeland, which is 35 miles east of Tampa. The Florida Conference is a large geographical area, although it does not encompass the entire state of Florida. Our conference begins approximately 40 miles west of the city of Tallahassee, the state capital, and it ends at Key West, which is about 170 miles south of Miami. Probably the greatest strength of membership of our church is located along Interstate 4, which extends from Tampa through Orlando and to Daytona Beach. So it's a large area geographically. It's also a conference made up of many different kinds of communities of people. We're blessed in our conference to be represented by many ethnic groups, and together as people with different ethnic and national origins, we worship and witness to Christ, our common Lord. I think that when you come to the General Conference this spring, you're going to find that the weather will be delightful. It should be sunny and bright and warm. That's not always the case whenever we have a general conference, so you better enjoy this one. And we hope that even as you enjoy the sunshine, that you will receive a warm welcome from the United Methodist people in Florida. We have a host committee that has been working for many years to prepare to be host locally for this general conference. The chair of our host committee is Jim Harnish, who's the senior pastor at the Hyde Park United Methodist Church, approximately a couple of miles from where we are now. Helping Jim and the committee is Marilyn Swanson, a member of our conference staff, and she herself has some support from another staff person, Sandy Lovern. We have a wonderful, diverse host committee, and everything is proceeding in an appropriate way, so we plan to be ready for you when you arrive, and we want you to know that while you're here, we want you to feel at home and to enjoy being in Florida. In addition to that, we'll all be praying across our conference for this general conference, because we know this is a very important event in the life of our church, and we think every general conference is an opportunity for achieving greater unity and deeper commitment to the mission of our church. Now I'd like to invite us to enter into an opening prayer, after which we will be led in worship. Let us pray. Eternal God, we lift up our hearts in thanksgiving for the gift of this day of life and for this meeting with one another. Grant that as we go through the activities of this day, that we will find joy in our communion with one another and in the awareness that we live together in your presence. We ask that you will prepare our hearts and minds for the 2012 General Conference of the United Methodist Church. Enable this event to be one that will make a difference in the life of the United Methodist Church as a part of your universal church. Grant that through this conference we might be bound together as a people in unity, committed to the mission of the church to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Grant to us now as we come together for this meeting the illumination and guidance of your Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.